Thanks to Jason to introducing me and their guests, their colleagues. I would like to present our study with my colleague Jitka Steklová about structural features of wheat beet, it complex of Beta vulgaris in Czech Republic. About now shortly about wheat beet. Wheat beet, it's a term which we usually use for annual plant of Beta vulgaris. It's usually most common hybrids between the cultured and wild forms of the genus Beta with varying genetic composition. Origin of wheat beet, it's probably in seed production region in South France, because there are naturally occurring of area, natural occurring area of wild beet. Wheat beet is now a very serious problem in many fields in many European countries, mainly in France, Great Britain, Germany. In Czech Republic, we have infested more than 80% suitable fields for growing sugar beet, and partially in U.S. it's a serious problem too with wheat beet. Wheat beet has negative effect on the sugar beet crops, and because she consumpting nutrients, water and light, and it could decrease yield about 12%, and it's enough. In this picture, you can see infested field by wheat beet in Czech Republic in central Bohemia, and this infesting is about 1,000 wheat beet plant per hectare. It's very it's not good situation for farmers. Okay, next wheat beet produce up to 1,500 seeds per plant with various dormancy period. This picture out, and next about various features of wheat beet. In many publications we could find many various features, but it's not clear exactly, and one of them, it's a 1 year life cycle. It's a typical feature of wheat beet. Typical, it's early bolting, as in this picture. And next feature, it's a root branching, root form, with typical plagiotropic growth. In this picture, you can see this type root is a beet shape root, and this picture shows fusiform root form with plagiotropic branching, and this is pencil shaped root form of wheat beet. Next structural features of wheat beet is various coloration. It's typical for wheat beet, but it's genetically fixed. In this picture, you can see typical coloration, Antocyanin coloration in stems. And we have other features, but it's in literature. Okay. Now about objectives of our study. Our first objective was give a precise description of the structural variability of the wheat beet in different plots. And next objectives was studying influence of the habitat conditions to the wheat beet, and determining precise determining of morphological traits in given BBK phase, and it could help for early determination, and it could be good for using regulatory measurement. Okay, and now about methods of our research. We use 10 different spots with occurrence of wheat beet. These different spots varying in soil types, climatic conditions, varying in varieties of sugar beet, and we collect from each field 100 annual wheat beet plants, and randomly, and we collect these wheat beet plants in a BBK phase 69 and 81. It means end of flowering and beginning of ripening. In Czech Republic climate conditions, it's usually 12 to 15 weeks from emergence. And in each wheat beet plant, we measured the stem and root length, the root shape, the presence of anthocyanin coloration, and the number of flowers in glomerulae or achenes in glomerulus. This table shows categories each features, each trace. We dividing shoot length to three categories, less than 99, between 100 and 129, and more than 130. Root length less than 19. Second category was 20 to 24, and next more than 25. Root shaped, you can see in a picture, pencil shape, fusiform, and beet shaped, and anthocyanin coloration in hippocotyl stem and pericarp of glomerulus, and number of flowers in glomerulus 2 up to 3, 2 up to 4, and more than 3. Okay, now about results and discussions. This figure shows frequency of each parameter. First, it's shoot length. Shoot length, it's the highest frequency was was in category 2. It means it's more than 50%, and it means 100 to 129 centimeters. This picture shows collecting of wheat beet plants. And next parameter was root length. In root length, it's a frequency relatively same in each category. It's very similar in anthocyanin coloration in this parameter. And this picture shows anthocyanin coloration of glomerulus. It's a typical 2 for wheat beet. And next parameter was root form. In a root form, it's typically first category with highest frequency in these parameters, more than 50. More than 40%. And this picture shows typically pencil shaped root form, and last feature was numbers of flowers in glomerulus, and its highest frequency was in category 1, more than 60%, and this is typically between 2 up to 3 flowers in a glomerulus. This picture shows typical glomerulus of wheat beet with 2 or 3 flowers. Okay, and this figure, it's a more difficult because we have 10 localities. But we see that there are in Jutland significant differences in locality 1 and 2 to others, and in anthocyanin coloration in this locality 3, and it's a significant differences, but influence of to the habitat conditions of wheat beet are not to be demonstrable. Okay, now about conclusions. The influence of the locality on the structural variables of wheat beet not to be demonstrable. It's the last figure, and an exception was two traits, shoot land and presencing of anthocyanin coloration, and it means that anthocyanin coloration is genetically fixed. Clear. Next conclusion was demonstrable structural features. It's a stem length 100 to 130 centimeters. Pencil shaped root form. It's typical for wheat beet, and two up to three flowers achenes in the glomerula is typical for wheat beet. The root length and anthocyanin coloration show the highest variability. You can see in some figure. And last conclusion is that we determining wheat beet in time, we could also use in time suitable agrotechnical measure, and this agrotechnical measure can limit their expansion. Okay, thank you for your attention, and this study was supported by a grant of granting agency of Czech Republic. Okay. It's a genetically fixed. It's only anthocyanin coloration, and other features are given by environmental conditions. Yeah, it's a shoot land. It's probably given by soil conditions, soil type, and nutrients, and so on. But it's a problem in some publication which are focused on genetic map of wheat beet. It's a big problem because there are big hybrids between wild forms and sugar beet forms, and it's very, very difficult.
Because it's a
problem too, because sugar beet is a biennial plant, and wheat beet is a annual plant, yeah, and it's a main problem, and it main problem is that wheat beet makes problems for farmers during harvest, and problems with yield, because decreased yield more than 12% per hectare, and it's a huge amount for farmers, because in Czech Republic we have yield about 80 tons per hectare. Okay, thank you for your attention.